Iran and the U.S. held productive talks in Oman on Saturday and agreed to reconvene next week, Tehran said. A dialogue meant to address Tehran's escalating nuclear program with President Donald Trump threatening military action if there is no deal. I think we are very close to a basis for negotiations, and if we can conclude this basis next week, we'll have gone a long way and we'll be able to start real discussions based on that, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi told state television. Araghchi said the talks, a first between Iran and a Trump administration, including his first term in 2017-21, took place in a productive, calm, and positive atmosphere. Both sides have agreed to continue the talks, probably next Saturday. Iran and the U.S. side want an agreement in the short term. We do not want talks for the sake of talks, Araghchi added. There was no immediate U.S. comment on the talks. Saturday's exchanges were indirect and mediated by Oman, as Iran had wanted, rather than face-to-face, as Trump had demanded. Each delegation had its separate room and exchanged messages via Oman's foreign minister, according to Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Esmail Baghiai. Araghchi said his delegation had a brief encounter with its U.S. counterpart headed by Trump's Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff, after they exited the talks. After the end of more than 2.5 hours of indirect talks, the heads of the Iranian and American delegations spoke for a few minutes in the presence of the Omani foreign minister as they left the talks. The encounter was based on our political etiquette, Araghchi said. The current focus of the talks will be de-escalating regional tensions, prisoner exchanges, and limited agreements to ease sanctions against Iran in exchange for controlling Iran's nuclear program, an Omani source told Reuters. Baghiai denied this account but did not specify what was false. Oman has long been an intermediary between Western powers and Iran, having brokered the release of several foreign citizens and dual nationals held by the Islamic Republic. Tehran approached the talks warily, skeptical they could yield a deal and suspicious of Trump, who has repeatedly threatened to bomb Iran if it does not halt its accelerating uranium enrichment program, regarded by the West as a possible pathway to nuclear weapons. While each side has talked up the chances of some progress, they remain far apart on a dispute that has rumbled on for more than 2 decades. Iran has long denied seeking nuclear weapons capability, but Western countries and Israel believe it is covertly trying to develop the means to build an atomic bomb. This is a beginning, so it is normal at this stage for the two sides to present to each other their fundamental positions through the Omani intermediary, Baghiai said. Signs of progress could help cool tensions in a region aflame since 2023, with wars in Gaza and Lebanon, missile fire between Iran and Israel, Hout.